rated. 855-777-9785. Rich
Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. Quiet weather for now. Lots of sunshine today. Should be nice. High in the low to mid-60s. Clear, chilly tonight. Low temperature 36. Tomorrow, warmer. High in the upper 60s. Still dry. Clouds increasing. Low 70s Friday. Risk of a few showers. Maybe a thunderstorm. Then Saturday, the concern continues to grow for severe weather. We are in an enhanced risk with the possibility of severe thunderstorms and tornadoes. Potentially a significant severe weather outbreak. We'll keep you up to date, and we want you to be weather aware. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Saturday's high well up in the mid-70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Montgomery City Council voted last night to form a committee to study the implementation of a 1% occupational tax. City leaders say that money would help fund the Public Safety Department and other city projects. The committee will report its findings on February 4th. A Millbrook woman has been charged with 21 counts of theft. 45-year-old Jennifer Rawls is accused of entering a Millbrook business several times between last November and December and failing to scan items before walking out of the store. And Governor Kay Ivey has appointed former Alabama State University professor Dr. Tommy Stewart to the State Board of Education. Dr. Stewart has been appointed to the District 5 seat left vacant by the passing of Ella Bell. She died in November of last year. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. I don't think as long as we've been together that's ever happened.
Yeah, I'm good.
Are you getting preoccupied?
I'm spinning more plates these days. We're just talking business real quick, but we're good.
Welcome back to the Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday, 272-9228. I want to thank Dr. David Sorensen for calling in today. Very informative young man.
Young man, yes.
Young man. And that's why when you watch, and I mean, Joey and I watched a ton of television last night, and the one guy that kind of hacked me off was Richard Engel, who I normally like.
Yeah.
But he had this thing you know, World War III is about to start. This is what it looks like when you start World War III. I'm going, what?
Yeah, that's a bit absurd. Very absurd.
Well, if you watched MSNBC, and I would go back over there, they were like, oh, you know, the chickens have come home to roost, and the feckless plan of Donald Trump is showing its naked skin.
I was more worried, will the deterrence actually work? And even if the deterrence had failed, it did work. But even if it had failed, I don't think it would have led to World War III by any means.
Well, it's just how over the top they are.
Yeah.
Just absolutely over the top. Melanie with the Wetumpka Tea Party?
Yeah.
Melanie, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. How's things going?
Doing great. Long time no talk to.
I know. The rhetoric is just... I meant to call last week, and all of the stuff that's been happening and everything has kept me from thinking that it was an appropriate time. You know?
Yeah. Well, what's on your mind?
You know, I've taken over as the interim Wetumpka Tea Party president.
I do know that.
Put on this candidate there. And it's January 21st from 6:30 to 8:30. We'd love to have you and whoever else and your listeners to join us. We have confirmed most of the Senate candidates, most of the second congressional candidates, and some local Elmore County and mostly Elmore County candidates.
What Senate candidates are going to be there?
Senate candidates, Jeff Sessions has confirmed. Bradley Byrne has confirmed.
Good.
Jeff Coleman is a probably. I haven't been able to get a hold of him before.
To who? You broke up there, Melanie. Yeah.
I haven't been able to get a hold of Roy Moore. Then the second congressional, Jessica, will be there. I'm talking with Troy King. I have heard from various other, possibilities of sending somebody. Tommy Tuberville in the Senate is probably going to send somebody. So those are just a few of the confirmed candidates.
Okay. Hang on. We got to tighten this up here. So give me the date and location.
It's the 21st of January, Tuesday, after Lee King holiday. At the Civic Center.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big area there. You're getting the big house there. Okay. And it, I assume it's open to the public. It's not a cash event.
Right. No, it's open to the public, and I hope that we'll have enough people for a good straw poll.
Okay. Well, why don't you do a reminder call the week before?
I'm going to probably call a couple more times between now and then just to hit the different time slots, if you don't mind.
Okay. Melanie, thank you for calling in and sharing that with the audience.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You have a great day. Newstalk 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show on a Wednesday. George, as in George of the Jungle. Hey, George.
Good afternoon.
How are you today, my friend?
I'm doing really good, and, you know, I'm such a dove on war that I think we need to do one of those guided missiles down in that hole where they keep their nuclear stuff before they get it working and use it on Israel.
Ah, okay.
That's my take. And get all those pallets of cash that Obama gave them.
Well, but they've already spent that money.
I know. Well, they probably had a hard time doing it, you know, pallets full of $100 bills.
Yeah, well, they did. If I remember right, they have four different national currencies. They had, like, the Deutschmark, the Swedish franc, and things like that, and then a couple of U.S. dollars on the side. But see, let me tell you what they did, is they went in and they got Netflix for everybody in the country.
And that's iPhones.
Yeah, there you go. And they did waiter carryout, home delivery for everybody.
Yeah, and also free Uber for life. But anyway, it was their money. Well, in war, we took over countries in World War I and World War II, even though it wasn't ours. I mean, we occupied them. And I was really against that. And nobody seemed to make a big deal out of that pallets full of cash.
In the cover of night, And then when the cash arrived, then the hostages got on an airplane and then they took off to the United States. That wasn't a hostage for cash deal.
But they did release hostages. I did not know that. Yeah. Or remember that. But Iran has scared me since I don't know when. And I just think that's our biggest threat. And like I say, if they kill or do some more bombs and hurt somebody, you know, they've got that nuclear facility supposedly so far underground you can't bomb it.
Right.
But I think we have some of those I'm not sure the right word, but the bombs
bunker
that will
circular
and go down.
Yeah, bunker busters.
You still there?
I am.
But anyway, enjoying your show. And, man, when you've got these guys from the Air War College, that's as good a radio as it gets.
That is good. I'm really glad that you enjoy that, George.
It makes something make sense because it's kind of like the Trump impeachment. If you don't know all the players, then it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. You know what I mean? You got to really follow that. Joey's excellent at that, about knowing the different names and the different things of what they did. And you are too, because you keep up with it. You know, it's like anything else, I guess. If you study it and work it, you become good at it.
Well, when I got a little frustrated last night in watching others reporters talk about something, and if they would have interviewed somebody that knew what they were talking about, I think having somebody that used to be in Iraq is totally worthless.
Yeah.
Dr. Sorensen is looking at things in Iraq every single day.
Yeah, that's his job. And he puts it in such layman's terms, which I appreciate.
Yep, he's good.
You know, being a layman, anyway, Decaloris, my brother, and I'm enjoying y'all's show, Joey.
Decaloris.
Thanks, George.
Thank you.
I have to say, last night when it broke and I'm watching Tucker Carlson, it made me have a newfound, or just more appreciation for Brett Baier. They brought on Brett to do the breaking news and cover.
Much, much more managed than some of these other folks.
He did a great job with that. And I thought Tucker handled himself pretty well, though. You could tell he was not happy that any of this stuff was going on.
Well, people really like Dr. Sorensen. Like, Lee sent me a text and said, he's smart.
Mm-hmm. Sorensen's great.
He really is. I mean, it's such a great asset for us to have someone with that much knowledge who's sitting there looking at a DOD teletype, so he's seen things that some things he can't talk about, some things he can.
Well, and it's fine. It's something I think the networks and the left have used to defend themselves. Like, why don't you want to understand the perspective of how Iranians feel with Soleimani's death? And it's like, that's not what y'all are doing. Like, Sorensen explained, here's what the Ayatollah is about and all this stuff. That's one thing. But they were just doing outright propaganda on that.
They really were. They were carrying the water for the Kurd forces.
Yeah.
But I thought what Sorensen said about possibly more moderates coming into authority there, that was very, very promising. I tell you what, there were two people that made a prediction that that Trump is going to come up with an Iran deal before the election. That would be incredible.
It would be.
If we can trust the little rascals. I'm not sure we can trust the rascals. Let's pull up the clips and look at some of the information here. Lindsey Graham, I sent you three.
Yes.
Okay. Lindsey Graham was on last night when this whole thing was coming down. He was getting a little perplexed, getting a little overboard here. Of course, he was on with Hannity. Mm-hmm. That explains a lot. Lindsey Graham on the attack, and what's next?
Senator, a lot has changed since the conflict with Iraq and the conflict with Afghanistan, just like Vietnam.
Right.
It gets politicized in that town you live in, the swamp. And we send these kids to fight, bleed, and die. They fight, they give their heart, and then we decide, never mind. That has changed my attitude about any future conflicts, and I believe it's changed yours, too. And the president's clear. There's not going to be long, protracted conflicts, and our military might is stronger than ever.
Yeah, well, the first thing I want to do is thank those who are serving in uniform in the Mideast.
Amen.
Because you're the virtual wall between us and radical Islam. We can build a wall along our southern border to protect us there, but you can't build a wall between us and radical Islam. You need some of our people over there working with others to keep these bastards at bay. So one, to the family members, I have complete confidence in President Trump and his team to protect your family member and to protect our nation. This is the first president in the last 40 years who really understands the Iranians. This was an act of war, Sean, by any reasonable definition. The missiles were launched from Iran at targets inside of Iraq, housing U.S. military military personnel. The president has all the authority he needs under Article 2 to respond, and how he responds is yet to be determined, but he has that authority to respond. It was an act of war by a regime for the last 40 years. It's been a cancer in the Mideast. When they say they want to destroy Israel, they're not kidding. They're the largest state sponsor of terrorism. So the president has to do a couple things tonight. What can I do to restore deterrence, to make sure this doesn't happen again? And he doesn't want regime change. He wants the behavior of the regime to change in three areas. Their ballistic missile program needs to change. That's a good example of tonight. They need to stop being the largest state sponsor of terrorism. And we need a nuclear deal that does not ensure them a pathway to a bomb like Obama. Obama was conned by the Iranians. Trump is not going to be conned by the Iranians. So his response tonight is to deal with those three buckets. How do we get the regime to change your behavior?
Very good. It, but he, you know, he needs to kind of climb down off the ladder sometimes. Mm-hmm. Kind of get a little more stable here. We're going to go to a break. Dan Marsh Show will be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I want to break free. I want to break free. I want to break free from your lies. You're so self-satisfied. I don't need you. I've got to break free.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Come on, boy. Finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We've provided the Dixie difference since 1908. When you choose Dixie, you receive a team dedicated to 100% satisfaction. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents. And Doug.
What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal.
No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger.
No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
It's Mattress Firm's year-end sale. Through Tuesday, save up to $600 when you get a king mattress for the price of a queen and a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend just $499. Don't wait. These deals end Tuesday, so visit mattressfirm.com or a store near you to try your perfect bed today. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Hot-buy offer available while supplies last. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight is where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you, sir, for taking my call.
Absolutely. What's up?
I just want to make a statement. Do you remember Cliff Evans and Brooker?
I'm sorry. Say that again. I didn't understand you.
I said, do you remember Cliff Evans and Brooker?
Cliff Evans and who?
You remember when they put a tax on everybody working in Montgomery?
They never did that.
Remember that? Yes, sir. They did, but it didn't last for about 2 months. They had to take it off. Everybody had bumper stickers. Cliff and Brooker won't be back.
How long ago was that?
That's been quite a while ago. That's when Cliff Evans was over minus all. And
who was mayor during that time?
I believe it was Earl James. I'm not sure.
That was a long time ago. Okay.
Yes, sir, it was. But anyway, they took it off quick. But that's just like Democrats. The time they get in office, they want to raise the taxes. And that's what our mayor is trying to do. And that's just like if one gets to be president, everybody's going to pay more and more tax.
Yeah, I've gotten wind that they are talking about an occupation tax, and I'm going to be talking to a city council member about that.
Yes, they're trying to get it passed. But anyway, I just wanted to thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, David. You have a wonderful day. Earl James, I mean, that goes way back here. Let's continue on here with Lindsey Graham talking about the regime change and put them out of business here. Listen in.
The Iranians want regime change. That will have to come from the people of Iran. We can't
exactly
be about that business.
100%.
Protracted wars, conflicts, boots on the ground,
right.
Americans knocking on doors and getting blown
right
up. That's got to end because Washington politicizes these wars.
Right.
Here's my question. I agree with you. This isn't about regime change. This is about a change in their behavior. Because
right,
the president, in my view, frankly showed more restraint than I would have when they shot down our drone, when they took those tankers hostage, when they attacked the Saudis. They've been the number one state sponsor of terror. How many Americans do we now know that Soleimani in particular killed in Iraq? This behavior will get a reaction. And that is
right,
just the way the world works. And if we don't react, we're only basically incentivizing more of it.
Well, what have we learned? That President Trump can go from 0 to 60 pretty damn fast. So he absorbed the drone, saying, well, it was just a drone. I don't want to kill Iranians because they'd have put the Ayatollah in a box. That was a pretty smart move. They go after the largest oil field in the world in Saudi Arabia, disrupting oil flow and oil prices, and the president held back. I can tell you, I was with him when all this happened. When they killed our contractor, that changed everything. America first means to me now, more than anything else, you kill an American, you're going to be the first one we come after. So these missiles did not kill an American tonight, I hope, but it's probably more good fortune than it is intent. The president is very methodical in his thinking. He's got one of the best national security teams that I've seen since I've been up here. But never lose sight that we're dealing with religious Nazis. They really mean it when they want to destroy Israel and kill all the Jews.
They've been
disrupting the Mideast for 40 years.
Sean Andy, can I just be quiet? I've noticed that about him. Let's go to the phones and go to JR. JR, we're on board the Dan Morris Show.
Dan, the other guy brought up the thing about the occupational taxes. It put me in mind, I've been hearing this advertisement from the Porch Creek Indians about they got $1 billion for the state of Alabama.
Right.
Dan, I'm going to put it in nice terms, but there's another term for when you urinate. But that would be, Dan, that would be what the politicians in this state would do with $1 billion.
Yep.
If the Porch Creek Indians, if we let them do what they want to do and they took the the state got that kind of money, they throw every dime of it away.
I agree with you. I mean, let me tell you something. Politicians get so hungry for money because with that money they have power and authority. And I think it would be very sad if we went that route.
Well, Dan, how much money, could they just tell us how much money it would take to educate a student instead of all the time, we need more money, we need more money. How much money per student is enough?
Well, it kind of depends on what type of student you're trying to educate. If you're trying to educate a smart one, it's not that much money. If you're trying to educate one that's not so smart, it takes a lot of money.
Well, if they just implemented a little accountability, I think would probably go a long way. I mean, with the bureaucracy now, not the kids. I've said before, kids aren't stupid. But they're just not getting what they need out of the system. And you know, nobody can change the system.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you to this extent. I think that you have a lot of kids that come to the system. I don't know how old you are, but I know for my age and baby boomers, they came to school prepared. I was prepared when I went to school. I could read, I could write, I could do math, and by kindergarten. Now you don't have any of that. You've got kids that are 9 years old who can barely read. That's pretty bad.
Well, are they coming? I mean, aren't there preschool programs and early programs that are supposed to be working on those kind of things?
Well, here's the problem is the concept, if you were to listen to teachers' unions, is that if you give us the money, we'll teach your kids. Well, the problem is if you come way behind and you're in a K-4 program, if your parent, your mom or dad never read a book to you and you were never talked to and you were not very didn't have a good communication skill, it takes a lot of money to undo that. So they're coming to the school system very poorly prepared. And it's because, now you hear me say this on the air all the time, because it all begins at home. And what we're trying to do, we're trying to make teachers parents, and they're not. Now, if you want to hand over the kid when they're born and let them do something, that'd be one thing, but I'm not for that at all.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it.
Thank you, JR. Appreciate it. A subject near and dear to my heart. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon.
Wait, hold on. Jim, I just looked at the clock. I need to put you on hold and go to a break.
Yeah, I ain't done
nothing. Hang on. I'm going to be back with Jim right after this.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says Iran's military appears to be standing down after missile strikes on two bases in Iraq used by American troops.
We suffered no casualties. All of our soldiers are safe, and only minimal damage was sustained at our military bases.
The president this morning addressing the nation about the strikes.
As we continue to evaluate options in response to Iranian aggression, the United States will immediately impose additional punishing economic sanctions on the Iranian regime.
And he's asking our NATO allies to get more involved in the Middle East. Iran's missile strikes were in response to a U.S. drone strike last week, killing a top Iranian general in Iraq, which the president again calls justified, taking out a terrorist. Members of Congress are being briefed today on the intelligence that led to General Qasem Soleimani being taken out. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Pawn. November we'll be celebrating 10 years doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Quiet weather for now. Lots of sunshine today. Should be nice. High in the low to mid-60s. Clear, chilly tonight. Low temperature 36. Tomorrow, warmer. High in the upper 60s. Still dry. Clouds increasing. Low 70s Friday. Risk of a few showers. Maybe a thunderstorm. Then Saturday, the concern continues to grow for severe weather. We are in an enhanced risk with the possibility of severe thunderstorms and tornadoes. Potentially a significant severe weather outbreak. We'll keep you up to date, and we want you to be weather aware. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Saturday's high well up in the mid-70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You'll take me and leave me. 272-9228, that's where we are. The phones. Let's go back to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm sorry to put you on hold, but had to.
Oh, that's all right. Hey, I'm in line to drive through to pick up my prescriptions.
There we go.
I got plenty of time. Hey, I doctor. Thing I notice there's one less talk show in the city these days. I didn't realize that. This thing with Iran, it's got the liberals there, the Democrats, their heads spinning. They don't know which way to go now. Oh, he started World War III. Well, no. What are they going to do, Dan? Every time they think they got him pinned down, he pulls one on them.
Trump is panning like
a pro.
Here's what is really interesting. Feinstein of California, Diane. She now is reconsidering on the impeachment because of killing Soleimani. She thinks that that's an impeachable offense. I mean, these guys are just out to lunch.
Can you imagine? That'd be like in impeaching George Washington. I mean, you know, what the? These people are crazy.
They are.
So if Franklin Roosevelt would have somehow sent some in there and knocked off Hitler, they would probably impeach him for that, right? In World War II,
if his last name was Trumpet, they would.
Yeah, I mean, but see, they can't handle what he's doing. He's got his plan working, Dan.
I agree. And I mean, the problem is every success has got to be a failure, because if they admit that he's right, then that means that they have been wrong.
Yeah.
And they do not want that.
Well, they've got so many things working against them. A booming economy, an impeachment that's a fraud, that everybody knows is a fraud, and he's gonna keep keep the peace over there in the Middle East, and they're not going to have anywhere to go.
Yeah, let me tell you something. And again, the only reason they thought it was bad is because Trump did it, and under the categories, like I said yesterday, under the category of what Trump has done wrong today. Well, he killed a terrorist. That's what he's done wrong.
I mean, they don't realize how foolish they sound.
I agree with you, and I tell you, it is really messing up things for them in these congressional districts and on the presidential campaign. Some of the crap that Elizabeth Warren said today on Morning Joe was unbelievable.
You know that she was on The View.
Yeah, I didn't. I tried to find that. I couldn't find a copy of it.
Yeah, I was flipping through and almost threw up when I saw them.
Imagine you watching The View.
No, I was. I was flipping. I was trying to. I was getting over to my Jeopardy a little early, and I went one channel over there, and I almost lost it there. I said, "Can you imagine? How'd you like to have to sit in a room full of women like that for about 30 minutes? You'd confess anything."
Okay.
I tell you what, I just feel when Trump he I just feel confident that he's got this thing under control, and I'm sure that I told them, they say look, man, this ain't no Jimmy Carter we're pulling with here, you know, or Barack Obama. They know the difference. Trump ain't going to put up with it, but at the same time, he's not going to do something crazy.
Yeah. Well, but everything that Trump does, in their opinion, is crazy. Morning Joe were just beside themselves today. How this was the step towards World War III, and how his feckless foreign policy, and that he's everything is a mistake he does. Everything.
Dan, you know it, and I know it. Watching that last night, that fireworks show, Iranians had no intention of doing any damage.
Yeah,
That was like a big barking dog they had on a leash. That's all that was.
Yeah, it was just a show. No doubt about it.
Yep. And that's about as far as they were going to go, because they knew, if they'd have hit something and really did some damage, a lot of those guys have been pushing up daisies.
There you go. Well, and it's like Dr. Sorensen said, they went out of their way not to destroy anything.
Yeah. It's everything's working out good.
There you go. All for the betterment.
Y'all have a great afternoon.
You too, Jim. Right. Thank you. Is that, do my eyes deceive me? Do you think she'll do her sound effect for us?
Oh, I hope.
Donkey Lori. How are you doing, girl? Tell you, sounds like Forrest Gump, the guy on Forrest Gump there. Donkey Lori, how are you, and how's the donkey today?
Oh, I am blessed, and so is my donkey. He's doing fantastic.
Does he get excited when he sees you showing up?
Oh, he does. He talks to me. When I open my blinds in the morning, because he has the front 2 acres, so he could come right up to my bedroom window if he wants. When I open my blinds in the morning, he knows. He turns his head, and he looks towards the house. He's like, he's up.
Do you open the window and stick his head in the window like Mr. Ed?
No, because I have a goat out there, too, and he was like, I've woken up in the morning and opened my blinds, and the silly goat is standing right in my windowsill, like, looking in, like, they know you're in there, we're hungry, come on. So,
You have quite a menagerie, though.
I have a pygmy billy goat named Billy Bob Thornton III. And Mitch is a cross donkey named Buddy. And I have a little brother named Buddy. And so I told him, I said, look, we have another ass in the family.
Oh, wow. I bet your little brother appreciated that.
He did. He actually loves my donkey. And then I have 2 horses, Jake and Kino. So, yeah, and 10 dogs, 5 foster puppies, and 2 cats.
Wow. And you do have a menagerie.
In a fantasy.
Do you ride?
My husband is a bona fide true blue cowboy. He ran cattle in Florida.
Oh, really?
He built hospitals now. But he has gotten me on the back of the horse and, like, walked me around. Like, I'm still a little unsure of myself. And the horse knows that. And once the horse knows that, like, you're intimidated, they can walk on with me. So
exactly right. They'll take control of you.
I'm feeds them and gives them treats and water and hay and all that. So kind of like your servant.
What type of horses are they? Quarter or cutter or what?
They are thoroughbred, and one is a Tiger Joper. He's my stallion, Jake, and the other one is a retired ranch hand from Arizona who is very heavy-handed, which means. They smacked him around. He was a piece of equipment. Yeah. He wasn't treated like something that had a heartbeat. So even today when I feed down, he has to turn his head the other way. Like, he's not allowed to look at me, you know, when I feed him. And he's just got a tender little soul. So, but he knows that they know that there's nothing required of them anymore. They get to live out their day, you know, just enjoying, you know, pasture. And
yeah, I got you. Tell me what's on your mind today.
Okay, first of all, I wanted to tell you with my gift card, my P3 gift card.
Yep.
We got all kinds of goodies. My husband works in Texas, so he flew a bunch of the treats, like the chocolate-covered almonds and the haystacks and all of the little goodies they have. I got some of the really good goat milk and stuff, beef sticks for our dog. Some of the Blue Ribbon Dairy milk, because we love Miss Michaela out of Blue Ribbon Dairy. Love eating baby cows. And then we ended up buying a gift card for my parents for Christmas. So we took the balance of our card and then added money to it and got them a gift card.
That is great. That is absolutely great. So did you see the dog chew sticks that they had?
Yeah, I got a whole handful of them.
Good.
And then we went home and we got like the little gardening scissors and then chopped them into pieces. So that night, all the dogs were like, this is great, Mom. Did you win that gift card again?
Party time.
Party. Beef stick party. Okay, I do want to say this. I don't like it. I mean, I know it's like, the Democrats and, you know, everybody's losing their mind, whatever. I think that Trump is actually gaining followers that he didn't used to have. And I don't think people are very vocal about it because there is such a hostility in the air towards anyone who's a Trump supporter. That's why it's great to have y'all, because it gives us an open forum to say, hey, we support Trump and we're not worried about somebody slashing our tires, you know what I mean, and doing crazy stuff. But I really believe in my heart that the more this dog and pony show goes on with Nancy Pelosi and all them, they're creating converts is all they're doing. Because people don't want to feel like when they go to bed at night because they watch the news that we're all going to die tomorrow. And then you get up the next day and you hear the leader of your country go, it's okay. You know, and yes, Iran knew that if they took one American life in retaliation, they were going to cease to exist on the planet. So I just, you know, I encourage Nancy and Schumer and all them other weirdos, keep doing what you're doing, because you're only solidifying the fact that we're going to get another 4 years of Donald Trump. And we're doggone blessed to have him. Donkey Lord signing off. But yeah, there you go.
Thanks, Lori. Donkey Lori sign off. I like that. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Josh. The guy is such a nice guy, they named a bottle of wine after him.
How are we doing, gentlemen?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, doing well. Long time no talk.
Where have you been?
Happy New Year. Back and forth from the coast, and had some company up doing some hunting over the vacation holidays. So I've been kind of jammed up. But just still trying to listen in, and was going to give a call and say hello to y'all.
Well, I appreciate that, Josh.
Yeah. Did y'all have a good New Year?
Had a great New Year and a great Christmas. Matter of fact, awesome. I had a glass of Josh last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Vintage Year Hamburger Night. That's a place to go. Have you been there before?
I have not. I've been wanting to go. I've been following them on Instagram and Facebook, and I've see their delicious eats and the mixed burgers and everything, and I really want to try it. Especially they got that James Beard winning burger, the lamb burger.
Yeah, they rolled one out last night of the Alabama burger for Hamburger Night, and it had Kaneka sausage and Wagyu beef. It was spectacular.
Oh my goodness, that sounds delicious.
It really was.
Sounds delicious. So, do we have a war amidst our hands?
Do we have what?
A war amidst us?
No.
No. Okay. Good. Like I said, I've been slacking on my political following here lately.
Can't do that now. Cannot do that.
How dare you enjoy your life and not worry about the war?
Yeah,
I know.
Amazing that somebody is not as obsessed as we are.
Well, I'm deplorable. What do you say?
There you go. You are.
Yeah, well, no, I just wanted to call and say hello and just let you know I'm still listening in to y'all. And I still enjoy it, man. I got to get back in the loop and get my political knowledge up to par.
There you go, my friend. You do that. Keep listening in and keep calling in.
All right. We'll see y'all guys later.
Thanks, Josh. New polling just came out here in Iowa. Head-to-head matchups of Trump and others. So Biden-Trump. Trump beats Biden by 3 points. Trump-Sanders. Trump beats Sanders by 5 points. Trump-Warren. Trump beats Warren by 5 points. Trump beats Buttigieg by 1 point. The moral of the story is Trump wins, they lose.
Yeah, don't you love this narrative of Trump's wagging the dog? He's trying to distract from impeachment. Why would he do that, guys?
Really?
It's working.
It's working too well for him. Arizona, the only person, Trump and Biden are tied. This is Arizona. Trump and Sanders, Trump by one. Trump and Warren, Trump by two. Trump and Buttigieg, Trump by three. So it sounds like Arizona and the McSally race didn't look too good, but I haven't looked at the internals on that. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Tired of my voice yet? It's Tiffany Coleman.
My husband is Jeff Coleman, who's running for Congress. Jeff's in the moving van business, Coleman Worldwide. He's the fourth generation to run it, since his grandfather was helping people move in a horse and wagon. He started working for him when he was 10. Says he could only lift a lampshade. For a few summers, he worked with a man he just loved called Baby Cakes. Now, Baby Cakes couldn't read much, so he did the driving and the heavy lifting while Jeff was the navigator. Then came college and the best part of his life. He met me. I'll tell you about that the next time we talk.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Got to finish up with Lindsey.
Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey Graham. Okay, so he's going to kind of give a message to the Iranian people here. I noticed that Trump kind of did a similar message. It's in your hands, Iranian folks. If you want change, you can change it. We're not asking for change, but if you want change, it's up to you. Listen to Lindsey Graham.
I want to highlight this. You know, there may be a mindset, and I know we have the Benghazi Democrats and the bribe Mullah yeah. Democrats. Right. $150 billion in cash in other currency with no any place, any time inspections, and it expires in 10 years, and you can restart your nuclear program. It was probably one of the dumbest deals ever. But this is a very important point. The last century, we lost 100 million human souls. Fascism, yes. Nazism, Stalin, the killing fields, Mao. Over 100 million souls. Evil exists. This type of behavior, I don't want protracted wars, and I don't want boots on the ground, and I would argue never do that again. But when you're dealing with a sick, twisted ideology that would strap bombs on children and tell them to go kill Americans and Israelis, I don't see how you begin a negotiation with at any level with that kind of sick, ugly, evil mindset. Do you?
Well, this regime is probably somewhere between al-Baghdadi, he's on a religious quest to destroy the world and change it to a certain form of radical Islam, and Kim Jong-un. But here's what the president, I think, understands about the Iranians. They're never going to change until you make them change. For the last 40 years, they've been wreaking havoc on the world, and you got a new sheriff in town. Here's what I think he's going to be thinking about tonight. What do I need to do tomorrow or the next day to get them back into a deterrent mode so they'll leave us alone? And how do I get them to change their missile program to get a better deal on their nuclear program so they won't have a pathway to a bomb? And what can I do to stop their being the largest state sponsor of terrorism? The price to be paid by the Iranians has to go up before they will change. And the president is not looking for regime change, but he is looking for behavior changes. Now, the targets, are they going to be military targets? Are they going to be the oil refineries that you and I talk about? Let me say tonight, if you're watching television in Iran, I just got off the phone to the president. Your fate is in your own hands in terms of the regime's economic viability. You continue this crap, you're going to wake up one day out of the oil business.
Lindsey. He's getting kind of bold there.
Yeah, it's funny when he's like, you're going to wake up one morning out of the oil business. And by that, I mean, we're going to bomb you and your refineries. They're going to be, your oil fields will just be boom, kaboom, boom, boom, boom. I'm fire.
I love it. Karl Rove kind of commented on how the Dems are doing here and the Dem response. It's kind of long, but listen into this.
Karl, you've seen what happened. What do you think?
I was interested in each of the individual responses. Biden was sort of, of course, to state the obvious, the president has a responsibility to describe what he's done and why he's doing it. That's why the president addressed the country the other day. It's why he's going to address them today. I was a little taken, I don't know why, but when he said, democracy runs on accountability, I kept thinking, America runs on Duncan. I don't know why. I don't know why I said that. Think about the other reactions. Bernie Sanders equated the drone strike on Soleimani.
Listen to this.
With Vladimir Putin taking out dissidents, killing dissidents in Russia and around the world. So Soleimani is a freedom fighter. He is somebody who's standing up for the fundamental rights of liberty and freedom that these dissidents in Russia have been doing. So, I mean, really, Bernie, are you that out of touch? Elizabeth Warren was similarly weak. She said, why now? Why did it happen now? In other words, the president's being impeached. He probably did this to draw attention away from it. Mm. And then Mayor Pete, his was, I'm concerned, quote, I'm concerned about the process. Well, thank you, Mayor Pete. We really appreciated you being process-oriented. I mean, once again, the Democrats have succeeded in a moment where they would look bigger by saying this was a bad guy, but we can disagree as to whether or not it was a prudent or wise action, but the president did what he thought was necessary to protect our country. No, they can't bring that. They've got to turn this into a complete political tribal moment and respond negatively and make the entire Democratic Party look weak. Well, one of the strengths the president had was, I'm going to be strong. I'm going to have a strong military. We're going to be respected. Our allies are going to respect us and know we're reliable, and our adversaries are going to fear us. And the Democrats are like San Francisco Democrats all over again in the mid-1980s. Oh, we're weak. We're wringing our hands. Oh, terrible. Woe is me. We're, you know, the president has taken actions that could put us at risk. We were at risk because Soleimani was determined to expel us from the region.
I tell you, I don't think this could have worked out any better than it had. And now I see Iran's going to brief in a little bit, and it's going to be interesting to see their tone that they're going to have with this. But Elizabeth Warren and Biden in particular, Biden kind of messing up the difference between Iran and Iraq and that kind of stuff. They just look. They don't look strong. Number two, they don't look knowledgeable. And if they were there, what would have happened? We would have been in deep kimchi, in the words of George Bush. And I think America, not California, not New York, not New Jersey, but America, particularly Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, they see this for what it is. And that's tough Donald Trump and get in his way because he stood up because everybody else has been wimpy. And those states do not like wimpy folks. And I think they come across terrible. Elizabeth Warren today in Morning Joe was absolutely obnoxious. Some of the stuff she said, and when she gets into a debate where somebody challenges her, like on the expenses of Medicare for All, she is going to go, it's not going to work. She's basically saying, I want to tax 7% of all profit that companies make, have a 7% tax. And she cites Amazon, that they made $10 billion and they paid no tax. And the reason they didn't pay any tax is because they had lost carry forwards from previous years from making massive investments in things, and you carry that forward because you can't depreciate it all in 1 year. And it just her ignorance is incredible. And you let that person run our economy? We're 6% now of GDP in the world, going up from 21? I mean, that is unbelievable. In the terms of our economist saying, we're kicking ass. And I typed in and said, is that an economic term?
Is that like an acronym or something?
Yeah, there you go.